by Sudha Butcher and Shaheen Khan. Episode 3.
Come on, rainbow children! Come and get your ice cream! They're melting!
Oh, hang on a minute, Fink. Let me stop me fagging. I don't want my children to catch me smoking. They'll tell Mum and Dad. Some things never change. Do you remember, Tula, being on the common 20 years ago and Sonal was petrified of being caught then?
It's respect. And you didn't care smoking in front of your asthmatic mother.
Yes, I probably sent her to an early grave.
I don't call 78 early.
Let's just bury that one, shall we?
Hurry up! We'll eat them if you don't want them!
Jabeen, have you spoken to Selena then? Is she pregnant or isn't she?
Here you are.
Is that all they're getting for making you famous, Jabeen Massey?
Rowan, darling.
Mummy, you're the one who said Jabeen Massey should reward us.
Did she now? But who wrote the book?
I only said you wanted to buy them a pizza to thank them.
Yeah, Pizza Express! Pizza Express!
No! McDonald's!
No, Pizza Hut!
Shh! If you lot wake baby on Meridian, we'll have to go straight home. You'll get nothing. Now take your ice creams and scram.
Come on, guys, let's go! Last one in the morning! Come on!
When's Baby Yo going to get an A?
Never, I hope.
Cohen, that's not very nice. You're her older brother.
She's not my sister. She was an accident.
Cohen? That child is unbelievably precocious. Vinny needs to give him one tupper.
Sonal, how often did you hit your kids?
Oh, if they were that rude, I would.
Jade and Amber wouldn't be standing if they said something like that. Problem is, since that time he ran away, Vinny and Annie pussyfoot around him even more.
Yeah.
Vinny's at the end of her tether. That's why I thought I'd give her a break by taking her kids off her hands.
That's not like you, Jabeen, thinking of others when you're depressed.
I know, but even I realise that Vinny's more depressed than I am. You know, she's really fed up with Ali working nights. Hardly have any time together.
So you thought you'd give him a chance for some afternoon delight.
Knowing Vinny, she'll just want to sleep.
Wouldn't you, with a month-old baby?
Sex in the afternoon. Sounds wonderful. Sex at any time, come to think of it. I've had a shag since Mark left me. Boss is getting married day after tomorrow.
I thought you didn't care.
I don't. Why don't we have a girlies this Saturday? Go to the Italian. They've got a 2-for-1 offer.
No.
I'll pay for you, Tula. Do you think Samina will join us, or is she off for food?
Oh, Sonal, you don't give up, do you?
Well, why are you being so cryptic? And she was positively blooming 2 weeks ago when she came to my house. She's reserved a baby's name, and the mother-in-law's turned up out of the blue. Oh, why doesn't she just come out with it and tell us she's pregnant?
Sonal, engage your brain. It's obvious she don't want to talk about it.
You waited 12 weeks before you told anyone. Anyway, let's just organise Saturday.
I don't need a charitable dinner organised on my account. I've spent 2 years' worth of Saturdays alone. Why should this weekend be any different?
It's not every day your ex-husband gets remarried, Tula. We're your best friends. You shouldn't be alone.
I won't be alone. I'll have Joan Armatrading's me, myself and I for company. So, Jabeen, what are you depressed about? Career or is it marriage still?
Oh, don't encourage her to take centre stage again, Tula.
Bloody Indians.
What about Indians?
They've only gone and pulled the plug on Salman Rushdie's film I went up for.
Jabeen, face it, you've tried your hand at acting. You've given it 15 years.
Kick a person when they're down, why don't you?
Only a friend will tell. I'll write another book.
I'm an actress.
Well, then don't moan about it.
I need some retail therapy.
Come on, kids, we're going shopping.
Oh, great, the Pied Piper has changed her tune, so we all have to follow.
Sonal, you don't have to come along.
Tula, do you want to go traipsing around the shops with all these kids?
Well, we're not to buy a wedding present for Mark and Bridget the Midget. Sure, there's no hard feelings.
You're buying him a present?
Oh, I thought I'd get them a kitchen knife.
So I'm outvoted. I suppose I could pop into the estate agents.
What for?
You've only just moved.
I don't see that as my final house, Tula.
Oh, the slope's not good enough for you, eh? You want to be up the hill?
Mummy, I've got double all over.
He
pushed on purpose.
That's all I bloody need. Try something different. What about this
three static? Yuck.
These trousers?
No, I'm too short.
Well, this therapy isn't working then, is it?
Excuse me, have you got this Nicole Fari in a size 10, please?
Oh, have a look. Would you mind moving the pram to one side?
Yes, sorry.
And the seats are dirty!
I've wiped it all off. He's just winding you up.
Rowan, darling, you're supposed to be keeping an eye on the little ones. Go on, outside. And you, Karan. Out. We'll be out in a minute.
Here you are, madam.
I couldn't trouble you for a tissue, could I?
Oh, dear. The child's trailing it all over the floor.
Sorry, I'll clean it up. It's terrible on the common now. I wish people would use a pooper scoop.
Use the baby wipes, too, now. They're in the basket under the pram. Jabeen, have you got it on yet?
No good. It's bulging out everywhere.
Don't worry, I'll hang it up.
Why don't you try a size 12? Have you got a size 12?
Yes.
No.
If you're not buying it, Jabeen, could I try it on?
Yeah, make me sick. Probably fit you like a glove.
Well, I do work at it.
Excuse me, can you not put that back, please? I'd like to try it on.
Certainly.
Is there a dustbin I can put this in?
I'd rather you didn't dispose of that in here. It's going to leave a terrible smell in the shop.
It's in a scented nappy sack.
There's a bin outside on the pavement.
Oh, thank you.
Jabeen, can you see if they've got one in brown?
We don't.
What other colours have they got?
Sorry, my friend wants to know if you've got any other colours.
Navy.
They've got navy, Sonal. But let's just see what the black looks like first.
What do you think? I'm not so sure.
Perfect, Sonal.
You think so?
Come on, to create a havoc out there. He's spitting at the girls now. We've got to go.
Hungry.
All right, all right.
We're going.
Karen keeps calling me a retard. We don't like you.
Karen, if you continue to behave like this, the Rainbow Children won't be your friends anymore.
Who wants to play with kids anyway? I've got Patrick. He's 25.
Who's Patrick?
He's my pen pal from Ipswich. He's coming to see me. He's cool.
Oh, not another one of his imaginary friends.
Madam, are you interested in this dress?
Yes, I'll take it. And the same in navy. And I'll have that velvet scarf in all three colours. Would you like my gold MX card now, or can it wait till I've changed out of this dress?
Vanita, come on. How long have we known each other?
Dan, don't bring friendship into this. I can't finish off the accounts unless there's an explanation for that stock of granite not moving.
You can see from the books that the previous containers were sold while they were still on the high seas.
Yes, but you were buying them one at a time then. Look, we're talking about three containers sitting in a warehouse. That's £45,000 tied up in stock that hasn't shifted.
I'm going to turn over in excess of £70,000 on those containers.
I'm sorry, Dan, but your books don't point to that. In fact, your later stock, it's been returned.
You obviously don't understand the stone business, Vinny. One always has to allow for a small proportion of stock to be faulty.
I foresee problems.
Once my polishing plant in India is fully operational, quality control will be in my hands and faults will be minimised. The only problem now is that you are holding up the whole process. The bank's waiting for my audited accounts before they can release the rest of the loan. I've got a meeting with them tomorrow. I know you've had a baby and I've tried to be considerate.
I'll ignore that comment, Dan. Look, the only way I can finish your accounts is by giving a qualified audit.
Vinny, I don't like saying this, but you've been out of the profession too long. You do have to be creative to some degree. Put a conservative value on the stock, $60,000 or less.
Dan, you're asking me to cook your books.
Oh, so much for having a friend as your accountant.
You're putting me in a very awkward position.
I'm beginning to think that you don't trust me.
Look, if you can get me some evidence to show how the bulk of that stock can be converted into hard cash, well, I'll see what I can do, OK?
I'll get you what you need.
OK, so I'll wait for you to call me?
Thanks, Benita. This is strictly between the two of us.
It goes without saying.
Bye.
Vinny, where's the oil for the car?
In the boot, where it always is.
I've looked in there.
Well, I don't know where it is. Well, you make me a cup of tea. I've got a splitting headache.
I'm cleaning the car. If you're making one, I'll have one.
Why are you cleaning the car now? I think this is supposed to be our time together. Jabeen's dropping the kids back soon.
You've been on the phone for the last 45 minutes.
I'm sorry, Ali, but I'm in a major dilemma.
Vinita, finishing off some small fry accounts is not the end of the world.
Yeah, if only it was that simple.
I told you to keep away from it.
Yeah, but the money it bought in was useful, though.
Remind me, I've been such a useless provider.
Oh, spare me. Do you know what Dan's just asked me to do? Sign off his account. When professionally he knows it would be unethical for me. But if I don't, the bank won't honour his loan and he could be in deep trouble.
He's overexposed himself. It's his problem.
Sonal is one of my best friends, Ali. She's got no idea that they are so close to bankruptcy.
Her old man's loaded. I'm sure Dan won't be driving a minicab tomorrow.
I can't believe you've said that. Look, do you have to twist everything around to your situation? I'm asking you for advice. What shall I do?
You're the clever one in the house. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Get off the swing!
Boys, stop fighting. Now take your wellies off. Go straight upstairs to have a shower. Dan, we're back! Rohan, don't spit at your brother.
Didn't
I'm not Vinny that I'm going to tolerate this kind of behaviour. I'll give you one slap. Chalo, upstairs, both of you. Babes, where are you?
Out here on the patio.
Guess what? I have thrown caution to the wind and spent £800. Do you want to see my goodies? Oh, Dad, stop it, Dad. The boys are back.
Sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
It's a bit early for whiskey, huh?
I picked up the habit in India.
I don't want you turning into one of those bloated Indian businessmen, drinking while they're working. Hey, are all these new orders, huh?
Yeah, can you not touch them? Yeah. I've just sorted them out.
Oh, looking at these, I don't feel too bad about blowing all that money now. Babes, what do you think of this dress, huh? Jabeen couldn't get into it, but you'll love it on me.
I hope you don't mind, but I bought Tula one. She's really down about you-know-who getting married again.
Okay.
I told her to wear it when she dropped Jade and Amber off for the wedding. Bit of makeup and that dress, two fingers to mark.
Yeah.
Oh, and I went to the estate agents. I know it's not going to happen overnight, but Hamptons have got a lovely Grade 2 listed property in the village. I've arranged a viewing.
Let's not jump the gun, Samuel.
Hey, you're the one who got me excited, babes. I'll get that. Well, you have to register your interest, otherwise they don't take you seriously. Hello?
Hello, Becca.
Hi, Dad.
Where is Dan?
Dad, your phone manners. You should ask people how they are first.
Why waste money on idle chit-chat? It's not as though I don't see you every day.
I'll get him. Dan! Dad's on the phone! Dad, can you drop the boys to the Hindi class on Saturday?
Of course.
Oh, here's Dan. Babes, I'm just going to try my new dress on.
Hello, Dad.
Son, what happened to you this afternoon?
What do you mean?
You didn't keep your appointment at the bank. There was a message on my machine.
But it's not till tomorrow.
No, it was today.
I'm sure I have it in my diaries tomorrow. Why is he ringing you anyway?
Timothy and I go back years, and I'm still on the board of our company.
Dad, I just meant that he shouldn't be troubling you over such a small thing.
He's acting as a friend. Beta, it's embarrassing for me. You said you postponed the meeting twice, and you haven't given audited accounts yet. Come on, Dan, what is the delay?
Then he's behind on the accounts.
This is the last straw. You've been too lenient with her.
Dad, in her defense, she has just had a baby.
A baby or no baby. Business is business.
Dan, she's promised to have them ready for tomorrow.
I have cried so much for my sister today. But you know, Jabeen, I feel comforted by seeing her grave. Thank you for taking me, especially being a Friday.
I prefer remembering Ummi as she was, on her sewing machine, or cooking for the family on a Sunday.
It's good to go to the cemetery, talk, cry together, pray for the departed soul. You and your sister have become so English.
That's not true. I'm not like Samina.
You at least laugh and joke. Your sister is so reserved. Allah only knows what's going on in her head.
She's always been serious. Hala, you'll have tea?
Strong cup.
I'll fry some samosas.
No. Not on my behalf.
Well, we'll all have them. Joe's gone to pick up the girls from Brownies.
They'll be back soon. I wish you were my daughter-in-law.
Hala, you're so naughty. I'll tell Samina you said that.
But Jabeen, tell me, your sister talks to you?
Of course she does.
So many years of marriage. Can I ask you straight? Is there some kind of problem?
I don't know. Ask her, Hala, or that'll be the kids.
Mummy, did you put my flowers on Nani's grave?
Aren't you going to say salam alaikum to Choti Nani?
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, beta.
Mummy, did you?
Yes, I did. The samosas are going to be sometime, so I suggest you make a start on your homework. I don't want it spoiling another weekend because you've left it till Sunday night.
No point doing homework. I'm going to get expelled.
What are you talking about?
Says who?
I just touched Rosanna, Mummy, but she told Miss Corbett that I pushed her.
You did push her, Sarah. I saw you. Mummy, she did.
Joe, can you deal with this?
No, I didn't.
Hey, come on.
Sarah, Betty, that's not how good girls behave. Allah Mia will be very cross.
Sarah, sit down. Tell me what happened.
Nobody believes me anyway.
Come on, I'm your dad. I'll believe you if you tell the truth.
She said that you lived in an igloo because you come from Canada, and you killed walruses for your breakfast, so I hit her.
Good for you. She should be expelled, not you.
Daddy.
Joe, sticks and stones, that's what we should be teaching them. Sarah, I used to be asked if I lived in mud huts and drank cow's blood, but I never hit anyone.
Let them learn to stand up for themselves.
Sarah, Bitty, come. I'll explain. Come and sit on my lap. Yes. You know, there are two angels watching everything you do. One sits on your left shoulder and one on your right.
Where?
You don't need to see them. I'm telling you, the one on this shoulder writes down all your good deeds and the one on your left writes all the wrongs that you do. Then they tell God.
It's like debits and credits at school.
That's right, Alia.
I don't think so. The brute has to be civilized through education, not because Big Brother Angel is watching.
Joe, she's only trying to help.
Just call me when the samosas are ready.
So, Sarah, you should keep the good angel very busy, no?
I'll try.
It's not a patch on the Chinese stone I'm being offered.
But you can't beat Indian workmanship. Look at the finish.
Quality's too variable, mate. Them Chinese, don't know how they do it, but their stuff's perfect and it's stupid prices. Even if you offered your prices, you couldn't match them.
Look, put your order in and I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
I can see you've been badly stung, but I can't help you. Your best bet is to go back to your supplier. That's what I'd do.
What? Drag it through the Indian courts?
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Shit! Yeah?
Dad, it's Dad. Can you come home? I'm at your place.
What's happened, Dad? Are the boys all right?
We have business to discuss.
What business?
I've got the accounts from Vinita.
Dad, those accounts are unfinished. I've got some papers for Vinnie at home. Orders. I'm in the warehouse right now. There's a client here.
I've seen those so-called orders. Were you trying to forge them just to get the accounts audited?
Dad, I can explain.
Look, I have been a businessman all my life, and never have I done anything underhand.
It was the Indian suppliers.
Okay, Dan? First it was Vinita's fault, now it is the suppliers. I should never have let you take over the business.
Dad!
You come home straight away.
Oi, you two, what are you doing outside? I've even got mud all over your satin pumps.
We haven't.
Get in here. We don't want to be late for your dad's wedding.
I'm not waiting for you. You've been in the shower for ages.
I haven't. Amber, come in here. Jade, where are all the presents?
In my rucksack.
Amber, look at you. You're going to show me up. You and Jade are chief bridesmaids. Do you know how long you took me to sew that frock? You've got grass all over it. Come here.
What are you doing all this stuff for? You are not invited to the wedding. Amber! I think you look beautiful, Mummy.
Oh, I should hope so. It's in a kolfari. Now, where's that map your dad sent? He's marked every traffic light, every tree, every blade of grass. He can't trust me to get you there.
Mummy, you put it in your handbag last night. Stop panicking.
See, he still manages to get me all fingers and thumbs.
Here we are, girls. Door-to-door service.
There's Bridget in this big white car with the ribbons.
Are those her boys in the back?
Yeah, to be fair, they got some very big rides. We're most lucky to come with Mummy. Anyway, I hate Rolls Royces.
You make sure you don't get hidden by her sons in all those photos. I haven't slaved over those dresses to have them in the background. All right, then, out you get. Tell Grandpa to put your rucksacks in the boot before you go in. Go on.
Aren't you going to take us in?
No, love, I'll watch from here that you get in safely. Give us a kiss. I love you.
Mummy? Are you crying?
Of course not. It's this mascara. I'm not used to wearing makeup.
Why didn't you want to go out with the girls tonight, Mummy?
Big ears! Don't you worry about me tonight. You go and have a nice time. I'll see you Monday. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that was Tintin Out's Here's Where the Story Ends, but it doesn't have to. If you're single and want to mingle, the Dog and Fox in Wimbledon is the happening place tonight. We'll be having a wild time. Be there if you
shut up.
Bear your soul.
It'll be great fun, Nami. It's a private viewing of Altaf sculptures. The invitation's like gold dust and you are refusing?
Nay, Baba. I've no interest in seeing naked men. Tauba, tauba.
Nami, you're so narrow-minded.
What I am, I am. You two go. I'm too tired. Last night, Jabeen and I were gossiping till 2 o'clock. And this morning, she made me walk all round that Hampton Court.
Well, I can stay at home with you, Carla.
No. I don't want to spoil your fun.
I can catch the exhibition some other time.
No, so both my women are going to desert me.
Oh, for Celine, that £10 note for charity is still sitting on the mantelpiece. I told you to give it to some good cause. You might think it is silly superstition, but for me, it has to be the same note that I circled around your head to ward off the evil eye.
Okay, Baba, I'll put it in a collection box. See? I'm putting it in my pocket.
Don't forget.
Carla, you go and lie down. I'll wake you up for dinner.
Hold on, Harpies.
I'm going to have a quick shave. Johnny, did you get me my shaving foam?
In the cabinet under the wash basin.
Samina, come in here a minute.
Darling, use your eyes. It's right there, here, under your nose.
What are these doing here? You promised me no home pregnancy tests.
Darling, they're left over from last time. I didn't even know they were there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to accuse you. I just thought you might be doing what you did before.
No, Salim, I'm not going to be obsessive this time.
It's just that I worry about you.
Now, what are you always telling me? Carry on as normal. You go out and have a good time.
It's work. I wish I didn't have to go.
You'll enjoy it.
I won't be too late. Cheers.
Chin chin.
What a tour de force, Altaf. I've never been to an exhibition where the entire collection is snapped up in one night.
I have to thank you for that. Your friend Philip Darby picked up most of it.
All I do is put together the client and artist. What you do is pure genius.
I got the impression Philip would have bought anything, male and naked.
Are you insulting my taste?
Oh, Yar, come on. I'm a mediocre sculptor.
I suppose if one is as talented as you, it's easy to be self-effacing.
One day some smart aleck is going to point at me and say, I like his exhibits. He's got no clothes on.
My mother point blank refused to come. She said you were completely without shame.
She's right. I am. More champagne?
I'm driving, yeah.
Look, I'm going to ask you something. Can I sculpt you?
You've got to be kidding, yeah?
No, I'm deadly serious. There's something about you, a vulnerability that I'd like to capture.
Don't give me any of this arty-farty bullshit.
Here, look in the mirror. What do you see?
I'm not playing this game.
Arey yaar, indulge an artist. You take a look at yourself. At first glance, you see a handsome, confident man. But you look closer. Here, there's a slight droop in your shoulders. It's caving of your chest. Shortness of breath. What are you scared of, Salim?
I should never have come here.
Then why did you?
I don't know.
I do. Switch it off.
This is insane. What are we doing?
Nothing wrong.
Oh, sod off! I ain't never seen a woman's legs before.
Tula. Tula is me.
Oh, shame. Oh, Ali, I'm sorry. I thought you were a creep.
There's loads of them around, especially now the pubs are closing. You shouldn't be walking alone.
Yes, Dad.
I'm serious. Don't you read the local paper? What are you doing here?
God, Wimbledon's a small town. Can't a girl go out secretly without being spotted by the girlies or their spies?
I'm not spying. You don't have to tell me.
Sad singles night at the Dog and Fox, if you must know. Mark got married today. Did you know, Ali?
He's a fool. Where are you going now?
Well, I thought I'd start walking and see how far I get.
Come on, I'll take you home.
No, I can't afford a taxi.
I'm not leaving you here. Get in.
I'm going to phone the police again. They're not doing anything.
Sonal, you only spoke to them an hour ago. They said to keep the line clear in case Dan tries to get in touch.
It's been over 24 hours, Dad. I just hope he hasn't done something stupid.
Dan is not that kind.
Who knows what kind Dan is? You think you know somebody, but he's lied to us both.
Beta, right now we just have to wait.
What if something awful has happened to him?
The police would have informed us. They have his registration number. Look, no news is good news.
What then? Where is he? You told him to come straight here.
Maybe I was too harsh with him.
We could all blame ourselves.
Look, your mother is doing the right thing. Let us pray for his safe return.
I should go home, but I don't know how I'm going to face my wife.
You don't have to tell her.
I can't do that to her.
Oh, Yar, take it easy. You've just told me I'm the first man you've been with in 20 years.
There's only been Javed before then. I never told her about him because I thought that was just a teenage crush.
Well, that's not unusual. I was made to think there was a screw loose in my head.
You were open about it?
I had no choice. My brother caught me with a gardener at 14. Rotten bit of luck. He told my father, who promptly dragged me to every psychiatrist in the whole of Pakistan. Only when I refused the 10th offer of marriage to yet another stunning girl did they realize it was futile to change me.
So they accept you now?
Only as a black sheep.
But you're so talented, they should be proud of you.
For them, my work just reinforces what they think of me. Some kind of sicko.
My mother thinks I'm the perfect son. Even the lack of offspring she blames on my wife. I've got to stop pretending.
Salim, you know it's not easy to come out in our society. It's okay for me. Being an artist, I'm accepted as a bit of an oddity. But you, so far you've led a conventional life.
I could never lead a double life like Javed. He secretly has male friends, but on the face of it is a model husband and father.
Well, that's a brave choice.
I've been a coward for too long. I'd better go. Will I see you again?
Well, I'm not in the habit of one-night stands.
Good. I'll give you a call.
Welcome to the Orange Answer Phone Service. You have 5 messages. Message 1, received Saturday, 10 p.m. Salim, I hope you're on your way home. I'll see you soon. Message 2, received Saturday, 10:36 p.m. Where are you? It's me. You said you weren't going to be late. Message 3, received Saturday, 11:02 p.m. Salim, I need to speak to you. It's urgent.
Oh, shit.
Message 4.
That'll be £4.50.
Can I pay you in kind? I'll iron a couple of shirts for you.
Vinnie doesn't, so maybe I'll take up your offer.
You fancy a coffee, Ellie? No, I suppose Saturday's a busy night for you.
Yeah, picking up the dregs of society.
Oh, tonight, I suppose I could be included in that category.
Don't be silly, Tula. You're not a drunk or a yob.
Oh, let the scum wait. Oh, go on, come in for a while. I don't fancy being home alone.
Okay, just a quick one then.
In Girlies by Shaheen Khan and Sudha Butcher, Samina was played by Shakuntala Ramani, Jabeen by Shaheen Khan, Sonu by Sudha Butcher, Vinny by Bharti Patel, and Tula by Zita Sitar. Joe was played by Cal McChrystal, Ali by Bert Caesar, Salim by Shiv Grewal, Dan by Roger Liddell, and Zubi by Surendra Kocher. Sonu's dad in Altaf was played by Simon Nagra, Karan was played by Christopher Trenfield, Alia by Sophie Levy and Sarah by Nyla Levy, Jade by Holly McGoldrick and Amber by Lana McAdam. Girlies was directed at Pebble Mill by Christine Landon-Smith.